And we're here with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian with IMU Nutrition, for another edition of Taco Tuesday. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a really interesting survey that kind of came across my path here from my husband, actually, who likes to send me, whenever he gets emails about stuff, he likes to send them my way and say, maybe this is a taco topic. And this time it actually was.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah, here we are.
Like a love letter, but different.
Exactly. But my love language is talking about food. So this one was about a survey of 2,000 people in the general population. And 77% of them, so over three quarters, admit that there are many days after work that they are too exhausted to cook. And I think a lot of us have felt that before. Many of us have experienced evenings where we get home and the last thing we want to do is sit there and chop vegetables, right? Especially if we have evening things going on or whatever. So I thought this would be a fun one to talk about because a couple of the things that came up are things that we've talked about recently, and people can go back and listen to those if they miss them. I will guide you as we go through the process here. But 77% is a big number.
Yes, it is.
Really, only 12% of people said that they were never overwhelmed by their busy schedule, or 12% of people said that they never had an impact their schedule with regards to what they eat. And that's a pretty small number. So another interesting question that they asked in here, 20% of people said they've been so tired while trying to cook that they've actually fallen asleep while making their food.
Oh, that is dangerous.
That is extremely dangerous because you probably have heat while you're making your food. You probably have sharp things while you're making your food, and you might even be standing. So I think it's important for us to talk about what we can do when we fall into this 77%, or especially if we fall into that 20% of people who have fallen asleep. If you have something on the stove and you fall asleep while you are cooking whatever's on the stove, pretty big fire hazard there as well. So dangerous in many, many, many ways. And 51% of people said that they think they're busiest during the weekdays, which I think is pretty typical. We're gone out of our house at least 8 to 10 hours of the day, probably. But 38% of people said they didn't even really feel like they had a break on the weekend. Like they felt like all 7 days of the week were equally busy. So that's over a third of people felt that no matter what day of the week it is, they just feel too busy to cook. Monday tends to be the worst. Wednesday and Friday are right behind it. So, I mean, really, it falls throughout the entire week that people are feeling just too busy to make a meal. So then they fall back on their convenient things, right? The most common one is sandwiches. 42% of people said they fall back on sandwiches. And just a couple of weeks ago, we did a taco on how to make sandwiches more nutritious. Mm-hmm. And that can be a good thing. If that's all you have the energy to make in the evening, make a sandwich, right? Choose a good quality bread. Put vegetables on it. Add some good healthy fat. Make sure you've got a good source of protein. There's nothing wrong with having sandwiches. You can go back on the website and find our podcast where we talked about that. But that would be a really simple thing in the evenings. And it's okay to have a sandwich, an evening meal, supper, as we call it out here. Right. Have you gotten used to that yet?
No, I have not, but I am trying. But so that's a great point. And I think because just hearing how many people feel just uninspired.
Yeah.
And that they don't have time and are just rushed or maybe just trying to jam a meal between activities. Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. And sometimes I think, too, there's just, for whatever reason, some kind of pressure that dinner or supper has to be some kind of elaborate undertaking.
Right.
And you're right. A sandwich, if made the right way, can check a lot of nutritional boxes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be complicated.
No.
It doesn't have to be like as though we're starring on the Food Network.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you can make it fancy if you want to. You can make a chicken salad out of some canned chicken or leftover chicken breast, but you can also just make have good quality lunch meat in your fridge and make a sandwich that just has meat and cheese and a couple of vegetables on it, or throw some veggies in the microwave. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you fall asleep after putting something in the microwave because there's a timer on it. It's
true.
Stop.
True.
Yes.
Not so good if you're grilling.
That's exactly.
Not good.
That's exactly it. But 37% of people still fall into that fast food realm. And that's a big number. And in fact, 19% of people said they're getting fast food at least once per day.
Wow, yeah.
We know that long-term intake of fast food on a regular basis has a really negative impact on our health. So even if we are getting fast food, if we're getting a burger or if we're getting a chicken sandwich or something like that, if we can even have some healthier options for sides to go along with it so that we're not getting the fries, we're not getting the ice cream, we're not getting all of those things every single day, that can go a long way.
Yeah.
So it can be getting the burger and then having, again, those microwave veggies or veggies and hummus or veggies and dip or fruit, whatever you want to have as a side, just a real food, whole food, something that's going to nourish your body.
That isn't dipped in the fryer.
That isn't deep fried. Yeah. That's exactly it. Same thing, ramen noodles, eggs, those show up on here. 29% of people said they fall back frequently on ramen noodles. 25% said eggs. And eggs, what a great nutritious option. We can't do them in our house because of an allergy. Right. But for people who can eat them, eggs are the protein by which all other proteins are measured. You can so easily add in some veggies into your eggs too, or have a little side salad with your eggs or anything like that.
Yeah.
Eggs are wonderful. They're quick. They're easy.
Yeah.
So that's a great option for people who are short on time. Yeah. And then 19% of people said they just eat a variety of snacks. It's okay to make yourself a snack plate for supper if that snack plate is loaded with nutrition. So that doesn't mean grabbing like the snack cakes and a bag of chips and whatever else is
with
packaged.
A side of Pop-Tarts.
Exactly.
Don't do that. Got it.
That's not ideal. But if we have like a little charcuterie plate, or we've got meats and cheeses and olives and whole grains, toast with peanut butter or avocado, it doesn't have to be a meal. It doesn't even have to be an assembled sandwich. It can be individual things. And that's honestly a go-to in our house on the days that we're busy, because I can make a different snack plate for everybody without a lot of work.
Right.
I just cut up a different fruit, a different vegetable, and you throw it on there, and it's easy.
Yeah.
Keep things easy.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. And it's interesting that for a lot of people, the go-to is some sort of packaged simple carb, and then you're bottomed out with energy and hungry an hour later.
Yes.
It happens to everybody, and yet that's what's easily available. And it's
totally.
But what you're recommending is very doable.
And what you bring up, I think, is so important, because there are things we can control, right? We can control what groceries we have in our kitchen. We can control our time management and our priorities, right? But beyond what we can control, just making the best choices that we can in the circumstances that we're in, even if we can't afford the best quality, most organic, everything, that's okay. Buy the best quality things that you can afford. Buy the canned vegetables if that's what you can afford and that's what's going to get used. If you rinse them, you're going to get a lot of the sodium off of them, and that's one of the risks of them. Right. But like you said, ultimately, even though we feel tired in the evening, the time we take to care for ourselves by eating something nourishing is going to bring itself back multifold by increasing our energy and by giving us a better mood, improving our sleep, improving our health overall, and giving us more longevity. Yeah. So ultimately, taking that time in the evening, even if it's, you know, 10 minutes to put together snack plates, is going to give so much more time back to you in how you feel. So I know it's hard in the evenings. I live this life too. We're rolling into the school year where it's not just like new routine with school, but it's all of the stuff in the evening. And that's getting more and more and more and more for families and community members. But if you can pack a snack plate to take with you instead of stopping to get fast food on the way home, again, even better.
Save a little money that way.
So much
money. Save a little health that way.
It's not inexpensive to eat out.
No, it isn't.
Fast food is far more expensive than it used to be. So if you can make those snack plates, it is. It's going to save you time. It's going to save you money. And it's going to save your health. Easier said than done. And I appreciate that. But even changing it one day a week or 2 days a week can go a long way.
Right. No, that's a very good point. And McDonald's doesn't need your money. And nope. and it's better spent on something that's nutrient dense that will nourish us.
Absolutely.
So, that's great.
Yeah.
Really good recommendations.
Thank you. Yes, and this is a fun survey. You can look it up. I'll put the link on my Facebook page if anybody wants to read the whole article. We covered a lot of the fun statistics in there. There's a few more, but those are the good ones.
Very good. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. This is always fun to chat about this.
Thank you.
So, yeah, that's very well received and very, you know, it's practical information. And there's a lot of families out there right now that are trying to get back in the swing.
Yes.
And trying to manage very busy schedules.
Absolutely.
And this is something that's very doable.
Thank you. Yes.
All good stuff. Amber Boyens, IMU Nutrition, thank you so much for coming by. She's our in-house dietitian.
Thanks for having me.